after a long week of tragedy and funerals, and with the number of people killed on roads in the state this year approaching 130, today is National Go Slow Day, with Gardaí reminding drivers of the dangers of speeding. We'll talk to a senior Garda later. The government is planning to make changes to speed limits and the way penalty points are counted. Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times, is with us. Morning, Harry. What do you know of what government plans to do about penalty points?
Yes, well, this has been some time in the making, but it's as part of the response of government, essentially, to, as you say, a surge in road deaths this year, 127 so far. Just to put it into context, it's a quarter more than the total in the same period last year, and 40% ahead of the 2021 figure. When I was talking to the Minister for Road Safety, Jack Chambers, the Minister of State, yesterday, he said the figures in August are twice as much for the same period this year. So there's essentially a spike, and the government is intends to address it. So the main priority of government is to have a look at the point system, and Jack Chambers said the priority for him and for the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is to address what he described as an anomaly in the penalty points system, Gavin, where a driver who is detected for more than one driving offence is only levied points on the more serious of the infractions. So say, for example, if a driver is caught speeding, but also using the mobile phone while driving, at present they will attract penalty points for only the more serious of the offence, which is probably speeding, and then will not attract penalty points for using the mobile phone. So under the proposals, what will happen is that they will be levied penalty points for every offence that is detected when the driver is stopped. So the thinking behind it is that if a person is guilty of doing more than one infraction, the risk to themselves and to other road users is increased. So it's important that the appropriate level of penalty points is given to that particular driver.
Are speed limits going to change?
There has been talk about bringing speed limits down, particularly in urban areas, the fixed speed limits. Eamon Ryan was talking earlier on during the week of introducing 30 kilometre per hour speed limits in urban areas on a far more widespread basis. So that's something that's under consideration as well. Just in relation to speed, in addition to the Go Slow Day that the Gardaí are conducting today, there is also a proposal to give more funding to the speed vans so that they will be able to increase their hours and increase their presence on the road. So there will be more detection at more locations nationwide. That's something that the government hopes to be in a position to introduce quite shortly in the autumn.
These are proposals and considerations when it comes to penalty points and speed limits. When could they happen? When will they happen?
I asked that question yesterday and was told that it would happen very quickly. I think in regulations would probably be required, but I think that they can be fast-tracked through the Oireachtas when the Oireachtas returns later this month. There's a meeting that's been arranged for this week between Ms. McEntee and Mr. Chambers, as well as the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. He was talking to a road safety group called PARC, and he accepted that the increase this year was not a blip. And he also said that the matter needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. He has written to both Jack Chambers and to Helen McEntee, seeking a cabinet subcommittee meeting on road safety to be convened probably this week. Mr. Varadkar said that he's also spoken to Gardaí Commissioner Drew Harris about the matter. So it seems that the meeting should take place this year, and the government will be keen to show that they're addressing this issue with a sense of urgency.
We'll be speaking to a senior Garda later in the programme. What about Garda numbers?
Well, Garda numbers has been a perennial difficulty for some years. Garda recruitment has fallen, and in some years they've had difficulty attracting the requisite numbers they require to go into training in Templemore, and with retirements happening on the other end, it has had an impact on the net number of Gordy. Jack Chambers and Helen McEntee indeed have acknowledged that has had an impact on resources on the road traffic side of the Gordy Síochána. So I suspect that they will also be looking at numbers in conjunction with Commissioner Harris to see if more resources and more personnel can be allotted to the road safety divisions of the Gordy Síochána to make sure that there's more vigilance ensuring roads. I think this is going to be one of the highest priorities for government when the Dáil session resumes over the next couple of weeks, and I expect to see quite major announcements in relation to tackling this very, very big uptick in road fatalities this year compared to last year and 2019.
Harry McGee, political correspondent at the Irish Times, thank you. For more on this, let's talk now with Conor Faulkner. He's a veteran commentator on road issues. He was a director of AA Ireland for many years and is now chief executive of the Royal Irish Automobile Club, who, among other things, organise car classic and collectible car events. Conor, you're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. What's your reaction to the proposed changes that Harry was talking about there to penalty points and to speed limits?
Well, look, I think it's encouraging that at last road safety is high on government radar. It's been a little bit of a neglected policy area for the last number of years. I mean, as Harry was saying, the Garda Traffic Corps is perennially under strength. That's been allowed to almost wither on the vine over the last number of years. They've never had the full headcount, and we simply haven't been able to deliver the level of policing on the roads that's required. So if government are now treating that as a major priority, that's a good thing. It's taken, of course, this disastrous road safety year to push the issue up government priority list, and that I think is a little disappointing. I would say that I'm not convinced that what we need is new laws. So the Minister Chambers' proposal to, in a sense, make the punishment worse for transgressors who are caught, with this idea that you'll punish for multiple events rather than just the most serious event. For me, that's no harm in it, perhaps, in terms of drawing people's attention to the issue.
Is it not a bit of an odd anomaly
at the heart of our problem?
Is it not a bit of an odd anomaly that you could be caught committing four or five offences and only be punished for one of them?
Well, no. I mean, that's really just how the law works, and it always has done. And in any case, even if you correct it, well, then, fair enough, a number of transgressors, when detected, will be punished more thoroughly. But will that solve our problem? Will it address our problem? I don't think it's strategic, to be honest with you. I'm no objection to it, but it's much more important to hear about increasing numbers of Gardaí. I mean, that's the single most important countermeasure that we have. And over the last number of years, without being too trite about drawing a direct line between cause and effect, but over the last number of years, we've neglected the Garda Traffic Corps. We've allowed its numbers to diminish. And as that has happened, road safety stats have worsened on us. And so I think it's the single biggest variable. I think most people involved in road safety will accept that enforcement really is the key. And every time we have a crisis in road safety, every time the numbers worsen, the minister of the day thinks up a new law, brainstorms up a new law or a tougher punishment. And with the public temperature on the conversation, it invariably gets support. But it's not really that strategic or worth that much to us unless it's backed by enforcement. I mean, enforcement is relatively low-tech solution, if you like. It, you know, doesn't make for press conferences or sound bites. It's a diligent piece of work that has to be done week in, week out, and year in, year out. And while that continues to be subpar, I think we'll continue to struggle.
Isn't it time to review speed limits, particularly on some rural roads and in cities?
Yes, perhaps. And again, no harm in doing that. Now, speed limits were reviewed quite substantively only 10 years ago, and a number of reforms were made. We still have dotted around the road network a number of locations where the speed limit is anomalous or just plain wrong. Often that's because a local authority has taken an eccentric interpretation of guidelines. There are some untidinesses on the network for sure, and improving them would improve things. It would make for a tidier landscape. And as I say, it would in that sense be constructive. But measures like that, when you consider the road safety challenge. Again, you can delude yourself into thinking that tweaking with laws is the answer.
Well, it's more than tweaking with laws. For example, there are those who work in trauma who would say that reducing speed limits in towns and cities from 50 kilometres an hour to 30 kilometres an hour would reduce the damage on pedestrians and cyclists who were hit.
Well, perhaps it would. And again, there's no reason why these things can't be studied and can't be done. You have to treat them holistically, by the way. You can't simply say a lower speed limit will always mean a safer road. In fact, that isn't necessarily true. If you design the road properly so that it makes sense to the driver, so that it's in keeping with the engineering. In fact, if you just pepper the network with speed limits that are eccentrically set or are manifestly too low for the surroundings, then paradoxically, you actually don't do much good for road safety. You just create a culture where, as you just said, a lot of the speed limits are clearly wrong. But in all of those things, as I say, if you talk about all of those things without delivering on enforcement, then essentially your exercises are cosmetic. The giant variable in the room is the level to which we enforce. It compares poorly with other countries, and it is at the heart of our problem. I said previously that during COVID, my essential journey was a drive across the country to Sligo. I couldn't do it without being stopped by Gardaí physically at least once or twice on the trip. Since COVID, that's still my essential journey. I still do it, and I've barely seen a guard. So we're ignoring the elephant in the room. If we talk about laws and tweaks and speed limits and tougher this and harsher that without actually delivering on how that happens on the ground.
At what point are there too many cars on the road?
Well, we haven't reached it yet. By European standards, we still have a relatively low car population. As I say, I'm not sure that that's directly related to safety per se. It's not so much the car population as rate of car usage that causes congestion on our roads. And in fact, we gained a little ground there, paradoxically, post-pandemic with the arrival of home working. The temperature has come out of congestion a little bit. But do we have too many cars on the road? Well, no reason to say so from a road safety point of view. As I say, there may be another conversation about the best use of our roads. But in terms of people being killed and injured, I think, again, if you were to look at the data and conclude it's happening because there are too many cars, I don't think that would be the correct interpretation. I don't think that's what our problem is here.
Conor Faulkner, Chief Executive of the Royal Irish Automobile Club, thank you for speaking with us on the programme.